KJAN Sports. It's time to check sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Well, let's check high school sports last night. First in high school wrestling at Atlantic last night. It was Logan Magnolia and Atlantic Cam a loss, 41-34. Atlantic Cam also beating OABCIG 63-15, and Atlantic Cam over Woodbine 78-6. Logan Magnolia topping OABCIG 60-24. Logan Magnolia over Woodbine 66-18, and Woodbine beat OABCIG 42-22 in that meet. Also at Red Oak last night, it was Red Oak winning three of their matches, beating Clarinda 51-27, Red Oak over Southwest Valley 53-28, and Red Oak beat St. Albert 60-18. Clarinda beat Southwest Valley 43-15, and Clarinda 37-28 over St. Albert. Southwest Valley also topping St. Albert 37-36. Also last night at Abraham Lincoln High School, AHSTW beat Abraham Lincoln 52-22. AHSTW over Southwest Iowa 60-18. AHSTW also a 48-24 winner over Tri-Center. Abe Lincoln beat Southwest Iowa 64-14. AL over Tri-Center 48-33. And Tri-Center beat Southwest Iowa 50-29. Also during that meet, Gavin Fisher of AHSTW won his 100th career match. So did Southwest Iowa's Colton Housechild last night. Also last night in the high school wrestling around the region at Kemper Catholic, Carroll beat Audubon 72-6. It was Ridgeview over Audubon 66-18, and Kemper Catholic topping Ridgeview 43-30. Lewis Central fell to Millard South 54-17 last night. Creston won a couple of matches over North Polk, beating North Polk 43-19 and topping South Tama 41-25. At ACGC last night, it was ACGC over East Union 60-12. Van Meter Earlham beat East Union 71-9. At Woodward Granger topping Nottoway Valley 42-27. Nottoway Valley beat Martinsdale St. Mary's 38-30. It was Woodward Granger over Nottoway Valley 56-21. Greene County beat Martinsdale St. Mary's 44-24. And Woodward Granger over Martinsdale St. Mary's by a 57-17 final. Move over to basketball now and high school boys hoops around the region last night from the Hawkeye 10 Conference. It was Harlan over Lewis Central 76-67. Denison beating Kemper Catholic 58-34. St. Albert over Red Oak 70-28. From the Western Iowa Conference, Trainer beat AHSTW 73-50. IKM Manning over Logan Magnolia 54-49. Underwood beat Missouri Valley 47-29. Tri-Center over Riverside 56-33. From the Rolling Valley Conference, it was Exira EHK over CAM 58-48. Bowyer Valley beating West Harrison 65-56. Coon Rapids Baird over Glidden Ralston 49-35. Woodbine beat Arweva 59-40. From the Corner Conference, East Mills over Essex 73-21. Fremont Mills beat Griswold 48-24. Sydney over Clarinda Academy 84-48. And in the Pride of Iowa Conference, Bedford over Southwest Valley 71-43. Mount Air beat Nottoway Valley 67-54. In girls' high school hoops last night from the Hawkeye 10, it was Lewis Central over Harlan 58-34. St. Albert beat Red Oak 57-44. Denison over Kemper Catholic 58-26. From the Western Iowa Conference, AHSTW beat Trainer 48-39. IKM Manning over Logan Magnolia 64-58. Underwood beat Missouri Valley 57-40. Tri-Center over Riverside 46-31. Rolling Valley Conference play saw Exira EHK edging CAM 38-32. Bowyer Valley over West Harrison 64-26. Glidden Ralston beat Coon Rapids Bayard 35-25. Woodbine over Arweva 41-37. Corner Conference play saw Fremont Mills beat Griswold 49-27. East Mills over Essex 58-22. In the Pride of Iowa Conference, Southwest Valley beat Bedford 51-31 and Mount Air 65-42 winners over Nottoway Valley last night. In men's college basketball, Nebraska made it four straight over Iowa in Lincoln as the Huskers hit 10 three-pointers in a 76-70 win. The Hawkeyes were a dismal 4 of 33 from three-point range.
I thought we settled a few times. 7 and 6 minutes to go, I thought we had a couple possessions where we could have worked it more. And we were settling because not only were we missing a lot of jumpers, we weren't getting to the free throw line because we weren't in the bonus. And normally we do a better job of that.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey. The Hawkeyes lost despite outscoring the Huskers 52-26 in the paint.
It's hard to win when you shoot 4 for 33. Did we settle too much? Did we shoot too many threes? Probably. You know, probably should have shot fewer threes, worked the ball, moved the ball a little more, screened a little better.
Connor McCaffrey had three of Iowa's four baskets from behind the arc last night as Iowa falls to 1-3 in Big Ten conference play. Well, Tuesday ended much better than it started for Drake center Liam Robbins. The 7-foot sophomore scored 20 points, grabbed 9 rebounds, and blocked 7 shots in a 65-62 win over Loyola.
Liam had texted me early this morning saying he woke up sick, so we got him in with the trainer, got him over to the hospital, got some IVs in him, and the 8 o'clock start probably helped us a little bit, just give us an extra hour.
That's Drake coach Darren DeVries. Robin sat out Drake's shoot-around before he started to feel better in the afternoon.
Coach just told me before the game, he said, it doesn't matter how you're feeling, you just got to play. So I kept that in mind, no matter what was going on, you just kind of put it in the back of your mind that you're sick and you just keep going.
That win was the Bulldogs' 13th straight at home. Austin Fife had 13 points and 12 rebounds to lift Northern Iowa to a 68-60 win over Indiana State last night for the Panthers' 9th consecutive home victory. Trey Burhau had 16 points and 8 rebounds for Northern Iowa, and A.J. Green added 15 points for the Panthers. Iowa State looks to regain some Hilton magic tonight when the Cyclones host third-ranked Kansas. Known over the years for being tough to beat at home, the Cyclones are 9-9 in Big 12 play in Hilton the last 2 years and already have lost by 18 at home to Iowa and suffered a shocking loss to Florida A&M.
We've had a couple teams here that have been over right around 500 in league play on the road, or close, a couple teams. So that shows you got toughness, that shows you got character. If you don't win on the road in this league like that if you don't have toughness and character and good players. And so I don't know what it is, I know last year, we lost several close ones at home and we were able to respond on the road. But Wednesday's big.
That's ISU coach Steve Prome. Sophomore guard Tyrese Halliburton says the Cyclones need to reestablish their home court advantage.
It's emphasis, obviously. We've talked about it all, since starting the year to, defend home court. And obviously didn't, have a great showing the last time we played here. So, we just got to, continue to treat this program the right way, the guys who came before us and, our fan base and, even in ourselves the right way. So, we got to put that one behind us and just move forward from there.
The Jayhawks are 11-2 overall, and they opened up Big 12 play with a 60-53 win at home over West Virginia.
I think that we're not anywhere close to what we can become, but I think that we've shown that we can guard. So we got to continue to get better on that end, and certainly rebounding the ball. But we're not going to have a chance to have a special season unless let's just call it like it is, unless Ochai and Christian and Isaiah Moss can shoot the ball from the perimeter.
That's Kansas coach Bill Self. That game tips at 7 o'clock tonight in Ames. Iowa State guard Tyrese Halliburton has been named Big 12 Player of the Week after posting the 6th triple-double in school history. It's the second honor that he's earned this season. Halliburton missed the Cyclones' midweek game before recording his triple-double in the Big 12 opener at TCU. The Oshkosh, Wisconsin native had 22 points to go along with a career-high 12 rebounds and 10 assists against the Horned Frogs. He also had 3 steals in the overtime loss to TCU. It was the 17th triple-double all-time in the Big 12 and the first since 2017. Iowa guard Joe Toussaint was named the Big Ten's Freshman of the Week. The 6-foot guard out of the Bronx, New York, in his third start of the season, had a career-high 18 points along with a team-high in assists, steals against number 21 Penn State at the Palestra last Saturday. He sparked Iowa's offense late as he scored 16 of his 18 points in the second half. That's his first Big Ten Freshman of the Week honor. In NFL news, the New York Giants were scheduled Tuesday to interview Matt Rhule for their head coaching vacancy. Instead, Rhule was hired by the Carolina Panthers while the Giants began contract negotiations with Joe Judge. Rhule has left Baylor to become head coach of the Panthers. The 44-year-old Rhule has accepted a 7-year, $62 million contract to replace Ron Rivera, who was fired with 4 games remaining in the 2019 regular season. Rhule just led the Bears to an 11-1 regular season before losses to Oklahoma in the Big 12 championship game and Georgia in the Sugar Bowl. Meanwhile, a person familiar with the situation says the Giants and Judge are working on a deal for him to become the team's head coach. Judge has spent the last 8 years under New England coach Bill Belichick and was the Patriots special teams coordinator and wide receivers coach this season. The 38-year-old Judge has also worked for Nick Saban at Alabama, but has never been a head coach before. Judge would take over a team that went 4-12 and 5-11 in Pat Shurmur's 2 seasons at the helm. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.